drunk. I was drunk. My hands were shaking. I was nervous. And I killed her. Poor old woman. It was a simple job. Luckily, the nurse didn't tell anyone. So, who knows about it now, after all these years?
There was silence in the room. Everyone was looking at Emily Brent.
I have nothing to say, she said. I don't need to defend myself. I've always acted correctly.
There was an uncomfortable feeling in the air, but Emily Brent stayed silent. The judge turned to Rogers.
Are you sure there's nobody on the island except us?
He asked.
Yes, sir, said Rogers.
Wargrave said,
I don't understand why we're here. In my opinion, this person is crazy and may be dangerous too. I think we should leave this place tonight.
There's no boat on the island, Rogers said. Fred Narracott comes every morning. He brings everything we need.
Then we shall leave tomorrow, said Mr. Justice Wargrave.
Everyone agreed, except for Marston.
We should solve the mystery before we go,
he said, lifting his glass.
Here's to crime!
He drank quickly. Too quickly, perhaps. He choked. Choked badly. His face turned purple. And he fell to the floor. Dr. Armstrong jumped up and went to him.
He's dead,
he said in a low voice.
Nobody could believe it. Dead. A handsome young man, strong and healthy.
He choked and died? Said General MacArthur. Is that possible?